The next era of Bucks basketball is here.
Lillard, three-pointer for the lead. It's Dame time.
Giannis just inside the three-point line, working on Orlando Robinson. Spins around him, and goodness gracious.
This is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Tonight, we'll unpack it all with a guy who's been in the middle of it all. The president of the Bucks, Peter Fagan. And our special guest tonight, who's traveling with the team, is Bucks general manager, John Horst.
By far the best record in the league. And Chris Middleton is a huge part of that thrill ride.
The source for the inside scoop on every dribble, drawn up play, and decision made. Now, here's your host, Gale Klappa.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gale Klappa, and this is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks. It was a December to remember. The Bucks racked up 11 wins, only two losses. For the month, it was the best record in the NBA. Then came the bubbly, some fireworks in the Deer District, and on New Year's night, the first big test of 2024. It may be an understatement to say that there's no love lost between the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. You could sense the growing rivalry as the bench unit for the Pacers rang in the new year like all-stars. The Bucks went cold down the stretch. The result, the Pacers beat the Bucks for the third time this season. But it won't take long for a shot at redemption. The Bucks face the Pacers again in Indy on Wednesday. Tonight, we'll take an in-depth look at the offense of the Bucks. Our guest has a unique perspective. He knows shooting inside out. Around the league, they call him the Shot Doctor. And Bucks assistant Josh Oppenheimer sits down with us tonight here on Courtside. Josh, always great to visit with you.
It's great to be here.
Well, Josh, you know, Mama said there'd be days like this. The Bucks had plenty of open looks in crunch time against the Pacers Monday. But the shots, as you know, just weren't falling.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of both sides of the ball, right? Indiana didn't shoot the ball great. We didn't shoot the ball great. Maybe a little bit too much time watching the ball drop the night before. But no, we didn't shoot the ball great. I thought we competed at a high level for the majority of the game. A couple bounces here, a couple bounces there. Unfortunately, more their way than ours. And they were able to pull out a tough win, but I thought it was a great opportunity for our guys that had a little bit of a playoff atmosphere, as you said in your opening. But we just got to keep getting better. As we know, it's a long season. Rivalries really aren't built in the regular season. We just got to keep getting better. As Giannis always says, practicing good habits, learning one another, and I'm really excited about our group moving forward.
Josh, just curious, as a shooting coach, what do you do to help really good shooters develop, you know, a short-term memory to move on after a night when the shots just don't drop?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to one of our players about that today. Everybody views toughness as, you know, strength and power. I think the great shooters are very, very tough mentally. They're able to move on from one shot to the next, whether make or miss. Something I always tell guys is, you know, sometimes you shoot a perfect shot and it just doesn't roll in. Sometimes you shoot not a great shot and it does roll in. You have to take the good with the bad. You have to believe in the process. You have to trust your work, and understand that, you know, people talk about baseball hitters, 3 out of 10, you're great. But that means you fail 70% of the time. Great shooters in basketball, especially from the three-point line, are 35 to 40%. Again, you're failing 6 to 6.5 times, and you have to be able to deal with it and move on. And I think that's the greatest skill that great shooters have, is they trust their work, they trust their shot, and they let the thing fly.
Oh, fascinating. Well, Josh, despite the loss Monday night, Giannis turned in, as you know, a terrific performance again, another triple-double, in fact. And Josh, Giannis seems to be taking his game to an even higher level as a passer and a playmaker. Your thoughts?
Well, I think one of the things that people forget is that when Giannis arrived here in 2013, he was about 6'8.5", about 190 pounds. And we viewed him as a growing young point guard, a guy we believe that we could run our offense through. Thought John Hammond, who should get a ton of the credit and taking the chance and selecting Giannis, viewed him as that as well. I sort of thought of him in his rookie year as, let's see if we can make him Scottie Pippen-like. Nobody envisioned him growing to 7 feet, putting on 50 pounds. That all came later. But I think Giannis's mind works as a point guard still. Credit to him for making the adjustment to, you know, his size and strength, his athleticism. But he's always, first and foremost, been a great playmaker and a passer. He sees the game as a whole thing. He's unselfish, obviously. He attracts so much attention when he has the ball. And his greatest strength is that he really trusts his teammates. So when he can get three or four on the ball when he hits the paint, he trusts his guys to, you know, spray the ball around and trust those guys to make shots. And but he really sees the game as a point guard. He sees the whole floor. I'm a little bit biased, but I think that's what makes him the greatest player in the world today.
And Josh, you might point out Giannis has gained 50 pounds, but none of it's fat.
No, he's blessed in that area for sure.
Well, Chris Middleton, another great Bucks player, back to playing about 30 minutes a game now this season. The team, of course, was careful to ramp up his playing time slowly as Chris recovered from knee surgery. Josh, from your perspective, how does Chris look on the court? Are we beginning to see the all-star version of Chris Middleton?
I do, and it's really, really exciting, and I'm really happy for Chris. I know he's been frustrated over the past couple years. Everybody talks about the knee, but he also had a procedure on his wrist. So over the last few years, it's been a few bumps in the road for Chris. He's an absolute professional. He's handled it the best he can. But he's human, so some frustration does set in. But I really believe that you're starting to see the Chris we all know slowly but surely start to show himself. The one thing is, you know, you can't beat Father Time. Chris is getting older. He's making some adjustments in his game. But he's a terrific offensive player. He's the smartest guy on the court most nights. He just really sees stuff in the game before it starts to happen. But he really, really is starting to look like the Chris of old, per se. He's posting up. He's playing off the dribble and pick and roll. He's hitting spot-up shots. And we're going to need all that. But the one thing that he really, really gives us is his brain is just at a high, high level from a basketball perspective. Our offense runs better. Everything runs a little bit smoother when Chris is out there.
We'll have more with the Bucks shot doctor, Josh Oppenheimer, in a moment. This is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ.
This is Bucks Weekly on WTMJ. Back to Gale and Bucks assistant coach, Josh Oppenheimer.
Josh, I'd like to chat a bit more about your work with Giannis. It looks like you're working with him to develop an effective mid-range shot from around the free throw line and then down deep some spin moves that we've seen literally leave defenders in the dust.
You know, it's, I say this all the time. Giannis is a joy to coach. He makes me a better coach every single day because he's always searching to get better, to improve just a little bit more, to challenge himself, which challenges me. Me and him talk about it all the time. I think he's got so much more to grow as a player. There's so many more things that we can touch on. You talked about his mid-range shot. It has been a point of focus for us this year, as well as in the post. I think what a lot of people don't think about is we didn't have a summer to work. Giannis had the knee procedure. So he was on the shelf for, you know, close to 3 months. We got in about a month of work prior to his surgery. But for any player to not get their summer to work on not only new things, but tightening up their strengths, we sort of used the beginning of the season to do what maybe we do in a summer. So he, as I said, he's a joy to coach. He comes in every day. The first thing he says to me is, what do we got today, coach? He trusts me. I trust him. And he's trusting the new things that he's adding to his game. And as I spoke about earlier, it's, you know, you can work on it by yourself, trusting to go out there and do it in a game for any player, no matter what your level is or your greatness may be. When you talk about a Giannis, is incorporating it into your game, seeing where it fits in. Look, he fights the almighty battle of he's virtually impossible to keep from getting to the rim. And that spoils all of us.
Mm.
If Giannis takes a 15-footer, you know, it's hard for people not to say, fans, coaches, critics, just go to the rim. Because he makes it look so easy. He's taking on 3-4 defenders every time he has the ball. I think he plays against a crowd of defenders more than anybody does in the league. He rarely faces one-on-one coverage. I mean, a couple times Indiana tried it. He had 51 and 64. Mm. Last night he saw a crowd as the ball was in flight to him. They were sending multiple defenders to him. I'm really, really proud of him for his ability to try new things, try the pull-up. He shot a 3 last night in a crucial situation that went in and out. That's not easy to do, no matter how great you are, to take the chance to stick your toe in the water, per se, and know that, hey, I have to have belief in myself. This is the right shot to shoot. If it goes in, great. If it doesn't, I know it was the right play. And it's going to extend his career because he's just going to keep working. He's going to keep getting better. And I'm really, really pleased with his improvement in those areas that you talked about.
And Josh, as you know, Giannis has also changed his routine at the free throw line this year. He's hitting roughly 67% of his free throws so far this season, but it seems the last month or so his stats have improved. Josh, give us your perspective on Giannis's approach at the free throw line.
Again, couldn't be more proud of him. He is, as I talked about, not having an off season to work. I think he's getting better and better. I think he's getting more and more comfortable, more and more confident. He's hitting free throws in clutch time at a higher rate. He's making free throws down the stretch when we need him. He spends a lot of time working on his free throw. Again, every time he steps to the free throw line, he can feel all eyes on him. But as I said, with the rest of his game, really, really proud of him with how he's building his confidence, how he's trusting his routine, how he's trusting his shot. I may be biased, but I have all the faith in the world every time he steps to the free throw line, especially in clutch situations. And I just think he's doing a terrific, terrific job at improving, trusting the process per se, and just never being satisfied in who he is as a player, which is really, really exciting for not only myself, but I think our team, the city of Milwaukee, and the NBA in general. Because I do think after 11 years, he's still got a ways to go as a player, and it's really exciting to think about.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, Josh, one other point of curiosity. Why do you think some players, even some of the great ones, struggle with free throws? I remember even back in the day, a player as accomplished as Wilt Chamberlain could barely buy a free throw. Your thoughts?
Look, shooting is a very, very complex thing. The brain to the body, the touch, the comfortability, everything working in unison. For some people, it's very, very easy. For others, it's not. For some, they pick up a basketball and they have the touch, the hand-eye coordination, and they're just able to shoot. Other players, for some reason, all the switches, per se, don't click all the time at the perfect time. For a variety of reasons that we could spend hours and hours talking about, some people would agree with, some they wouldn't. That's perfectly fine. But look, there's a lot of pressure. I would challenge a lot of people to have 10 seconds to finish an assignment in front of 20,000 people every single time you do it. And I'd love to see their percentage of never misspelling a word on a computer, never ever hitting the wrong key. Whether it's Giannis or anybody else, look, these are the best in the world at what they do. Doing what they do in a high-pressure situation every single day, every single night. And now with social media, even more pressure. It's real-time compliments, real-time criticism all the time. That's not easy to deal with. These are all very, very young people, per se, with a lot going on. And sometimes everything clicks and sometimes it doesn't. All you can do is put in the work, which nobody takes more serious than Giannis. But whether it's a Wilt Chamberlain, a Giannis, Mark Price, Steve Nash, who are all-time great free throw shooters, Dame Lillard, for some guys, it just clicks. For others, it's a little bit more work. But the thing I like to tell people is shooting's one component. Free throw shooting's another component of the game. I'd like to ask some great shooters if they would trade their ability to shoot with some other player's athleticism, speed, ability to jump, their size. But that's our world, right, is everybody looks for the negative. Very few people compliment the positive. But Giannis puts in the work. I know a lot of other players who put in the work. And, you know, sometimes you got to live with the good and the bad. A whole lot more good with Giannis than bad. Tell you what, I'll take it. And I'm sure most people would.
Oh, amen. More insight in a moment with Josh Oppenheimer. This is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ.
You're listening to Bucks Weekly on WTMJ. Here's more with Gail and Bucks assistant coach Josh Oppenheimer.
Josh, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Damian Lillard, the big offseason addition for the Bucks and one of the greatest three-point shooters literally of all time. Dame averaging about 25 points a game so far this season, but Josh, it seems like he's still trying to find his stride here in Milwaukee.
You know, again, I talk about these guys being human beings all the time. I think 11 years Dame was in Portland. Think about just all of us when we're somewhere that long. Everything's easier, getting to work, getting to the store, knowing where you get your favorite cup of coffee. All of that stuff Dame is working through. And in the meantime, he's got to perform in front of 20,000 people, and people think he should just be the best of who he is. I've known Dame for a long time. I knew him when he was at Weber State. Who he is as a man, as a player, is amazing to have seen him grow over the years. I can only speak personally. I couldn't be happier for where Dame is right now. We're 30-plus games into the season. I love to see all the negative comments out there for us being the second-best team in the East, a game and a half out of first, and everybody loves the Celtics, as they should. Great, great team. Great players, great coach. Dame is going to keep getting better and better and better. We haven't seen the best Dame yet. The best Dame is coming soon. I don't say that to put pressure on Dame. He's just finding his footing. He's the new kid at school. And he's trying to adjust and find some normalcy, find a routine. And just a lot going on for him. But I think he's played at an all-star level, at a very, very high level. Again, we have new coach, new staff, new players, a new main piece in Dame, and everybody's finding their way. Everything's new, especially for a guy like Dame. But he's, again, he's nobody in the league wants to defend him individually. Nobody wants to defend him and Giannis as a duo. They make everybody better. People are seeing new things when it comes to Dame. I think he's showing people what a great playmaker, passer he is. He makes guys' games easier because along with Giannis, he attracts so much attention. But I couldn't be happier personally with the way he's played. Look, these guys are competitors. I'm sure Dame, you know, he could be – Dame could make every shot, and he's going to tell you, I got to play better, which is great. I mean, he's never satisfied. He's always in the gym. He's back at night shooting, working on his game. He's a great leader. He's wrapped his arms around our young guys. He gets them back in the gym with him at night. He's a terrific, terrific addition to our team. Obviously, he's got a ton of responsibility, which I think he's handled very, very well. He's just getting adjusted as anybody is to a new job, a new surrounding, moving. A lot comes with that. But again, he's expected to just go out and perform. But as I will always say, he's a human being like all of us. He's got regular human being things going on in his life day to day. Basketball isn't the only thing these guys do. They're, you know, parents, they're partners, they're, you know, people's children themselves. They have a lot of responsibility. So to get up and leave somewhere after 11 years, come to a new place, learn new things, I think Dame is just doing absolutely terrific. Huge acquisition for us. Couldn't be happier. I think he's been absolutely terrific, as I keep saying, because I really do truly mean that. But I do think the best of Dame we've yet to see, and it's super, super exciting. Because to have the record we have and for everybody to be writing us off already, which is funny to me, Dame is going to has a whole nother level to go to. I have no doubt he's going to go there. I think he's super excited about being here and about what's going to come in the future. I wouldn't want to play us. I wouldn't want to play against Damian Lillard going down the stretch. I darn sure wouldn't want to play against him and Giannis and Chris and Brooke and everybody else as a group that we have. But who better to have than Damian Lillard when the game's on the line?
Well, that's absolutely for sure, Josh. And finally, Josh, as you mentioned, we're now more than 30 games into the season. You're getting a good sense of what this team might be capable of. In 30 seconds, what's your message to Bucks fans as the season now kicks into high gear?
Get your tickets. We're going to be exciting to watch. We have some great players. We're a terrific team. Coach Griffin's done a terrific job up to this point. I just think the best is ahead. We haven't seen the best of what this team is going to be and has to offer. But they really, really like each other. They're really, really coming together as a group. And the exciting thing is that we have the talent, and we have the toughness as a group to, I think, go where this team has the ability to go, and that's to challenge for an NBA championship.
And we've got one of the best shooting coaches in the business. Josh, always great to visit with you. Thanks for your insights, and you've been listening to Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ. So long, everybody.